do. No one told me about her. They all knew. Too late.
The way she acts and the color. She wore black and I wore white.
I don't wear that open, but bang, bang, bang.
You shot me down.
Bang, bang.
I hit the ground.
Bang, bang.
You shot me down. Bang, bang.
I used to shoot you down. Changed the time that I grew up. I called her mine.
She would always laugh and say,
remember how we used to play. Bang, bang.
You shot me down.
Bang, bang.
I hit the ground.
Bang, bang.
You shot me down. Bang, bang.
I used to shoot you down.
Can't 1027, a trio of selections from our featured album, The Debut by Vanilla Fudge. That's Take Me for a Little While, Sonny Bono's Bang Bang, and Rod Argent's She's Not There.
When the bells toll, the house will rock. Now, tonight at 8 at Nassau Coliseum, rock and roll's ultimate power source. He's King. Some power charge. Recharge harder than ever. Freefall presents AC/DC. Special guest, Japan's Loudmix. Tickets still at Nassau Coliseum, Ticketmaster, and most record world locations. Charge 516-888-9000 or 212-307-7171. Tonight at 8. Are you ready?
Don't miss AC/DC and their only New York area appearance.
An extraordinary opportunity is about to come your way. American Airlines Fall Super Savers. A way to fly to any American Airlines destination throughout the continental United States at truly affordable fares. Our Fall Super Savers can save you up to 75% off regular coach fares, with fares as low as $39 to $159 each way. So if you've been waiting for the right opportunity to travel, that opportunity is here. American Airlines Fall Super Savers. Call today, because space is going fast.
We're American Airlines, something special in the air.
When you're headed for California, American makes it easy with convenient schedules to 13 cities. Places like Sacramento, Bakersfield, Palm Springs, and Ontario. For information and reservations, call your travel agent or American Airlines today.
There are hundreds of stories about White Castle customers who have gone to a lot of trouble and expense just to enjoy their favorite hamburger. Wedding receptions have been interrupted. Folks in America's Southwest regularly order truckloads of White Castles. College students drive over 100 miles each way for them. Stockbrokers on Wall Street send out for them. And as a recent letter describes, White Castle hamburgers have even been airdropped from an airplane. Why would anyone go to so much trouble for a hamburger? Because to these folks, a White Castle hamburger is just plain worth it. 100% pure government-inspected beef. Lightly seasoned and sautéed over a bed of onions. You can't beat the quality, and you can't beat the taste. You don't have to travel far and wide to enjoy a White Castle hamburger, because there's a White Castle restaurant close by, open 24 hours a day, every day.
White Castle has the taste some people won't live without.
Where can you get a $175 London Fog raincoat for just $99? A&S Men. Right now at A&S, you can choose London Fog's $175 double-breasted trench or London Fog's $145 single-breasted classic for just $99. Just $99 for classic or trench. Both with warm zip-out liners and both rain and stain repellent thanks to DuPont Zeptel. London Fog. Isn't it about time you had a new one? Just $99 right now at A&S. Terrific.
16 before 10, Pete Fornatale on Saturday Morning 60s did not want the show to go by without acknowledging the birthday on September 23rd of Bruce Springsteen, who turns 37 this year. And while it is true that Bruce became a star in the 70s and a superstar in the 80s, his heart has certainly always been in the 60s. And from the very beginning right up to this very day, he's always peppered his concerts with classic songs from the 60s. We've got six of the originals this week at WNEW-FM.
Don't you know that I dance to the water of the street? with Eddie D. He was swinging on the sax with the girls of Doom, and I was dancing all over the room. I thought, you know, the people were dancing like they were ready, and the swinging is the band they had ever had, and the swinging is the song they could ever be. It's a night with a Daddy D. Let me tell you that I never had it so good. Yeah, I know you never did until you get that panel with that jive.
Shake 'em down.
jumper. Get it. Hey.
Devil with a blue dress, blue dress.
Looking mighty now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearl and a diamond ring. Got braids, a sort of thing, a nine and everything.
Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on.
Chanel number five. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catching everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, but can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger, and I like to my back.
Devil with a
cigarette,
cigarette. Devil with a cigarette.
Hey, I say now. Look her once again, now here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got a high heel sneakers and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearl and a diamond ring. Got braids and silver fingers, nine and everything.
Devil with a blue dress, blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on.
I love
to say, devil with a blue dress, blue dress.
All right,
blue
dress.
Feel it, feel it. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah.
The original versions of six from the 60s performed over the years by Bruce Springsteen in concert. Bruce turns 37 on September 23rd. We heard Creedence Clearwater Revival, Who'll Stop the Rain, the Bobby Fuller Four, I Fought the Law, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels with a medley of Devil with a Blue Dress and Good Golly Miss Molly, the Isley Brothers Twist and Shout, the Contours, a Berry Gordy song, Do You Love Me, and Gary U.S. Bond starting things off with a quarter to three. Gary, by the way, will be on the party boat this week, Wednesday the 24th. That's the boat that originates out of South Street Seaport. And then Gary will be at the Lone Star Cafe on Friday the 26th. It's 10 o'clock. Saturday Morning 60s continues after the news at 1027 WNEW-FM in New York.
Far from perfect, but who's complaining? Good morning, I'm Jeff Finch from The Source. And Chicago White Sox pitcher Joe Colley may have walked seven batters and given up a run, but not one California Angel got a hit against him as Colley notched the Major League's first no-hitter in close to 2 years in Anaheim last night. How does he feel? How do you think?
I can't explain it, really. You know, you never think about going out there and getting a no-hitter, that's for sure, because they never happen that much.
The final score, the White Sox 7, the Angels 1. California scored its only run in the sixth inning on three walks and a sacrifice fly. Secretary of State Shultz and Soviet Foreign Minister Shevardnadze hold a second day of meetings in Washington today to discuss a possible second Reagan-Gorbachev summit and the arrest in Moscow of U.S. reporter Nick Daniloff. Yesterday, Shevardnadze also met with President Reagan, who personally appealed for Daniloff's freedom. One of four Lebanese Christian brothers accused in the wave of terror blasts in Paris couldn't be guilty, according to associates in Tripoli, Lebanon. They say Emile Ibrahim Abdillah hasn't been in Paris in a long time. There are two ways lawmakers can reduce the federal debt. They can increase taxes or they can cut spending. Keeping in mind that this is a congressional election year, guess which path the Senate's taken.
The Senate has sent the House a budget plan that contains no new taxes, and it stays on the good side of Graham Rudman by using a variety of bookkeeping gambits and sales of government assets to keep the budget deficit below $154 billion, the Graham Rudman limit.
Washington correspondent Ed Hotaling, the Senate didn't pass that deficit reduction bill until after midnight. Two express trains collided north of Birmingham, England, late yesterday. An engineer aboard one train was killed. 50 other people were hurt. A state appeals court in California has ruled that anti-drunk driving highway checkpoints are unconstitutional. The California Highway Patrol says the roadblocks will continue, or the ruling is appealed. And in Paterson, New Jersey, a man convicted of ordering his pit bull terrier to attack two police officers has been convicted of aggravated assault and sentenced to 14 years in prison. And that's news. I'm Jeff Finch from The Source.
Come on in and take the taste test, the Royal Oaks taste test. No, Royal Oaks isn't a new cola or a frozen pizza or breakfast cereal. Royal Oaks is the most tastefully complete apartment community in central New Jersey today. Our five apartment designs will tantalize your taste for luxury living. Try this delicious master suite with bay windows, scrumptious designs with loft and second bath, a toasty fireplace surrounded by a two-bedroom townhouse. Then top it off with private balconies, wall-to-wall carpeting, dishwasher, central air conditioning, and, of course, washer-dryer in every apartment. Now, take a bite of the active life at the exclusive Royal Oaks Health and Fitness Club with year-round pool. Call 201-821-5700 or visit our models at Route 1 and Henderson Road, South Brunswick, New Jersey. So come on in and put us to the test. You'll find your taste in luxury at Royal Oaks from Sam Reeder & Sons. Call 201-821-5700.
Sixty-seven degrees and mostly sunny. Our weekend weather, a mix of sun and clouds today. Chance of a shower late in the day, high in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, chance of showers, low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, chance of a shower during the morning, partly cloudy during the afternoon, high 70 to 75. 4 minutes after 10, Pete Fornichal back with you with more of our featured album. In fact, the most famous track from the debut album by Vanilla Fudge at WNEW-FM. The group is Spooky Tooth. And from their second album, Spooky 2, what else would you call it? That's Evil Woman. Vanilla Fudge before that from our featured album this week, and their most unique version of the old Supremes hit, You Keep Me Hanging On. 10:20 at 102.7, Pete Fornital on Saturday Morning 60s. We've got a rock calendar coming up for September 18th after these messages.